Well, I have arrived out on the East Coast for the first time. The Army, it's been rough. I mean, it's been from pillar to post for like, it seems like 100 years in the Army. And I never think, in the Army, you never really think it's like a ping. I'll tell you what you really are like in the Army. You know that little ball that comes down along that long, when you're playing pinball? And it bounces from one pin to the other, and you don't know what hole it's going to land in. You know it's going to go somewhere, but you don't know. It can go zero, it can hit 8 million. You just go ping, pong, tink, the conk, thunk, thunk. Once in a while, somebody tilts the thing. Oh, I'm going, 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 going. Well, that's exactly the way you are in the Army. You've got no control over it unless you're a real operator. And let me tell you, a guy from Hammond, Indiana, ain't an operator at the age of 17. I can tell you this. Incidentally, you see nothing but operators of 17 years old in New York. I think this is a New York product. The 17-year-old operator. I'm running into him all the time. I got a little Shepard. I'm interested in getting in show business. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've written a couple of songs. I've got a scenario, and I want you to look at this outline I got for a musical. I'm 17 years old, but I'll be out of high school. And wow, we, you know, in 17, most kids out in the Midwest are just trying to get out of the tasty yeast stage. They're just trying to learn how to wear their socks so they don't hang down over their ankles at that point. You know, they have no concept of making it. They really don't. Well, I arrive out here, you see, and I am now a corporal. I figure I've made it, you know. I'm on my way up the ladder, this long ladder. I've been in the Army about 9 months. I've been through all kinds of crummy, cruddly stuff. And the next thing I know, they ship me to Fort Monmouth. Well, I arrive at Fort Monmouth. Now, I had no idea of geography to begin with. New Jersey just seemed to me sort of a clean place. When I'm living out, oh, yes, it's strange what you have. It seemed to me a clean place. I guess the idea of New Jersey. It does. It just seems like that. Oh, yeah? Well, it isn't that. You don't ever see Secaucus in your dreams of New Jersey. You just don't see that. You don't see those junkyards that stretch endlessly. I never picture a drive-in pizza in Jersey before I came here. Well, never. Anyway, I don't know. It's not a matter of it being clean. How can I describe it? Well, for example, how do you think of, let's say, Indiana, if you've never been there? How do you think of Indiana? All right, you think of it as a farm. Well, I'll tell you, you should be in Gary one time on Saturday night when the fistfights are going heavy. I mean, it is about as far away from the farm world as you can get without going to Saturn. Seriously. It just isn't there. Well, so I arrive in Jersey. You got it now. Well, I'm there in Jersey, and I don't know. The first thing the soldier does is to figure out where you go on the weekend. Well, I arrive in Fort Monmouth, and I discover that the place you go on the weekend is New York. I mean, New York. It's like discovering that the place that you're going to go on the weekend is Babylon. Or name it, Rome. Can you imagine the place you go on the weekend is something like Damascus? I mean, it's fabled. You know, I just can't describe to you. I'm all excited all week. I'm on things waiting. You see, well, I decide to come in with this buddy of mine, me and Gasser. Gasser from the West Coast. He'd never been in New York either, of course. And both of us we got two big saucers stuck in our eyes. So we get on the bus. At Little Shrewsbury, or Little Silver Shrewsbury. You ever hear of Shrewsbury? Shrewsbury, New Jersey. And Shrewsbury, New Jersey just looks like what it sounds like, Shrewsbury, New Jersey. So we get on the bus at Shrewsbury. The first thing that knocked me out about Jersey and all that I couldn't quite conceive of being from the Midwest is the fact there's an ocean. I mean, oh, yes, this is very scary to discover the ocean is just a couple of miles. The ocean is just a thing you study in school out in the Midwest. It really is. Well, there's the ocean. You know, they're all talking about the ocean. It's just down there, going down the ocean and all that stuff. Going down Long Branch, going down Atlantic City, we're going down to Deal, all these places. The ocean, the boardwalk. Well, of course, Gasser and I are going like a pair of beelines directly for New York City. And we got to go. We got to see the big scene. But we got no dough. Absolutely not a red nothing cent. So we get the bus in Shrewsbury. Now, about all we could do was to take the bus into Red Bank. So we get into Red Bank, New Jersey, and we get out at Red Bank, and we start hitchhiking. Now, there's a way to hitchhike to New York. We'd gotten all the word, you know, about this. Well, we start to hitchhike. Well, Gasser and I get a ride. Finally, after a lot of struggling, we get a ride with about seven other guys in the back end of a truck. Well, the truck is going over what I later discovered was the skyline. You know, the sky, what do they call it? Yeah, that big, long, what is it, the skyline? What do they call it? Huh? Yeah, the Pulaski Skyro, that thing, you see, and the guy is barreling full out, and he's been hitting the jug. So Gasser and I and five other GIs are hanging on the back of this steak truck. It's an open truck with steaks, you know. And he's going, Arr! We're hanging on there, and we're going like nutty. It was insane. We're driving along this highway, and the guy is sideswiping every car he comes to. We go, and these guys in their Hudsons are looking out, sweating, and we're hanging on. And they're swearing at us, you know. We're hanging on the back. Once we're, well, our weekend was getting off to a great start. Well, we're barreling along the Pulaski Skyway, and finally the son of a gun does it. We are passing a 1941 Buick, and this guy goes, "Oh, ow!" He just scrapes the side of that Buick. He must have scraped at least 4 pounds of paint and two fenders right off the side of that thing. He goes, "Oh!" And Gasser is banging on the top. "Hey, for crying out loud, stop, will you, you nut? Hey, whoa!" And it's raining, it's coming down, and in the distance, we are up on that, you know, where it's elevated, and we can see the skyline of New York, and I'm looking over there, and it's the Empire State Building, look at Gasser, and all the while, we can hear from behind, the guys are coming up behind us, and Gasser and I are hanging out with the other six guys, we're clinging, and suddenly, about 19 New York or Jersey or whatever they are, cops are around us. Jersey cops, boy, and there are no tougher. Well, they are around us just like bees, like flies at a hog killing. And we are pulled over to the side. The guy with the Buick pulls up, and the fist fight starts, and we're jumping out. Of course, we want to get out of here. We jump out, and the cop puts the finger on all seven of us. He says, "All right, you guys, line up, line up. All you guys, line up, and don't not one of you stop." And we're all standing there with our passes in our pocket, the rain coming down, the cars going past, and I could see that crummy Empire State Building. I could see it in the distance. I couldn't reach it. And so the cop says, "All right, all of you guys, wait here." And sure enough, within 5 minutes, along came the MPs with a paddy wagon. They load us all in this crummy paddy wagon, and we're standing there. We could see the skyline of New York, and Gasser's tongue is hanging out. We're getting scared. "Get in the paddy wagon, all of you guys. You got to come down. You got to testify against this guy." "What do you mean? He gave us a ride." "Come on, get in." So in we go, all five, six, eight of us, I don't know how many, and they take us down here right in the heart. I want to tell you, it's a God's honest truth. I saw the inside of Manhattan for the first time from the inside of a paddy wagon. There aren't many guys can say they arrived in town in manacles. Arrived in town for their first trip. We came up, and I'm looking out, you know, they had little bars. It was a GI paddy wagon. Have you seen those GI things that say Shore Patrol, Ship Patrol, MP on the side? It's a blue one. And we're all looking out of the back of this thing, and they're just taking us in to testify, you know. So we're all looking out. I said, "Look, it's New York out there." And Gasser says, "Yeah, and we're looking at it from a paddy wagon. New York, how long is this going to take?" We arrive up before the bar of justice, and this guy is by now, he's fallen down drunk. He's hollering and singing and yelling, and we have to wait. We wait in this crib. It was over on 47th Street. Now that I think of it, it's the precinct over here. They had us all lined up, and we had to wait until his boss came, who owned the truck. His boss had the registration. That's what it was. We're waiting in there. Hours go by, hours and hours and hours, hours and hours and hours and hours. Have you ever stood in a New York police station with nothing but cops coming in and drunks? It's Saturday night, you know, it's the weekend, and about every 5 minutes they drag in some guy with his skull split open. We're sitting there, and this is New York, you know. Where is it? Where's my smoking jacket? Where's my imported cigarettes? Where's Myrna Loy? And wow, and another drunkard becomes the rah, rah, yah. Here, pal, they hit him on the head with a rubber hose. "Shut up, you bum." They throw him underneath the sack. "Hey, you guys, keep quiet over there, will you? The boss is trying to do the rah. Wow, my God, you all set him again." Pow, another one. New York, New York, New York. We got out of there at 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 a.m.sville. I spent my first night in New York on a flop house on 10th Avenue, which was the only place that would take a GI who only had 65 cents to spend on a place to sleep. Have you ever slept in a 10th Avenue flop house? Really? A genuine 10th Avenue flop house surrounded by 850 bums, all of whom was making the scene, all of them trying to steal my shoes, all of them trying to steal Gasser's tie. They were sleeping in there, and every once in a while you'd hear in the back, another one, all over the floor. Ah, you bum! Fist fights at 4 o'clock in the morning. And finally at 7 in the morning, Dad says, we got to clear out of here. This is rotten. Let's get out of here. This is rotten. I got to go.